So, didn't catch the show on
Tuesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have you here.
Or both of them. What'd you love? What'd you love in the potty, Nath?
Lude. He's so good.
He's not on a separate chat. But it's he's still on the podcast.
Yeah,
yes,
he's here somewhere.
So that's I thought about doing an intro for that, but yeah, if wherever this is, wherever this is sitting, just scroll down one.
Scroll up, you'll see the name down one. Lude.
Down.
I don't know how it works, mate. I'm listening to podcasts.
Down one, and it'll be Lude.
There you go.
And it's
so yeah, you want something different then? Because that's on a different.
No, we can talk because we didn't intro that. That's just if you play on that, it'll be like. Nice, get the round of applause ready.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, Lude, good man. Came in. He's such a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Straight away. We've had him on the show twice before, never in the studio. Once we had him via Zoom when we were doing Hobart Breaking. The other time was on the red carpet for the Grand Marios when we took Nanny Lynn out there. Great fella. Great fella.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Super Lude fan.
Super Lude.
if you scroll back, you can see those videos. They are on our Instagram.
Oh, they're there,
That's as easy as I'll make it.
Yeah. Yeah, go and see it, guys. Go and
see it.
You've
got to scroll through and look for stuff.
Yeah. You can't. Well, you might be able to search Jimmy and Nath Lude Instagram. Might come up.
Maybe.
Let me try.
Also, if you stick around to the end of the podcast, we're not going to do a big one because it's been a huge day. We're going to chuff off early. Mm-hmm. But there's always a little bit at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
So if you do love that and you go to the end of the podcast, it's not going to be a big one. For this podcast, but we will mention what we're doing tomorrow because we recorded this after the show.
Yeah, it'll be there.
And we've got some big guests on tomorrow's show.
You'll hear it, guys. It'll be there. Have fun.
What?
Have fun. What?
What are you talking about?
It'll be there. The recording just stopped for some reason. I don't know why. I'm going to have to get Kai to rip this off.
Oh, so we haven't none of it?
Nah. Oh, we have the start.
Oh, but so Kai can get this? All right.
Yeah.
I'll just send him a time code. Bones, Audio Bones, I'm emailing you now.
This is the end. Or not this, before. Yeah.
We're going to... Audio Bones, cut this up and make it sound good. Maybe put some fun music underneath.
Good luck.
Or some trumpets.
Oh, put some trumpets in there.
All right, I'm emailing you now, Bones. Podcast people, enjoy the podcast. Stick around at the end because we're going to tell you some interviews we have tomorrow.
Bye.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Nath, one of the things I love about the show, probably the number one thing I love about the show is you. But second.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Just a bit of love.
Well, I couldn't happen without you, mate.
Come here and kiss me, big fella.
The second thing is everyone else. Everyone else who calls the show. Everyone else who gets involved.
Yeah.
And I think it was around this time last week, we were chatting about nicknames on the show. Now, we got people to call in. They had to tell us the story behind the nickname and then give us the nickname. Now, I put this up on the TikTok. If you're not following us on TikTok, you should, at Jimmy and Nath. That's where all the best gear goes. Mm. But let's cast our minds back to last week and Captain Cockblock.
So this is about my son. He was 14 and he just loves sleeping in the lounge room. And as a single mum, you got needs, you know. And, he used to just cockblock me all the time. So I nicknamed him Captain Cockblock.
Oh, sorry. Your own son. You named your son Captain Cockblock.
Why not?
How old was he when you gave him that?
He was 14, but he's 16 now.
And so did you call him Captain Cockblock?
I sure do, and so does all his friends now.
Yeah, good times. Again, if you do want to see that video, at Jimmy and Nath on TikTok. But Nath,
I wonder if he got that on his Year 12 jersey.
Didn't have a choice. His teacher's like, what the hell? So I want to ask on 131060, give us the story and then give us the nickname.
Yeah.
What is the story behind the nickname? This is something, Nath, that I know you agree with me. Australians do better than anyone else.
Anyone else in the world. 131060, jump on the phones. How'd you get it? What's the story? Because I feel like we are so good at it. We only gave a good friend of ours who we work with over the weekend, Tyson, we gave him a new nickname. We now call him the Doctor. And there's a long story that we can't tell on radio. on why we call him the Doctor.
We call him the GP.
Yeah. We call him the GP, or the Doc for short. Got an appointment with the GP. Let me tell you, it does not stand for general practitioner.
Someone had an appointment with the GP on the weekend. I wish we could tell that story, Australia.
We cannot.
But, I mean, Tyson, call the show if you want to share it. But yes, Australia, give us a call, 131060. Give us the story and then give us the nickname.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Yeah, we just asked 131060, what's your nickname? You know, we want you to call up and give us that story behind it. You know what I mean? Don't call up and say your nickname's Jimmy or Nath. Because that's boring.
And they're our nicknames, and we're boring.
It's just James and Nathan.
Remember that time I tried to give myself that nickname, Roysomes, and it didn't take off because my last name's Roy?
Also, don't give yourself a...
Oh, well, I learned that because it didn't catch on.
No, I meant don't call the show if I gave myself a good one, boys. No, I'm looking for the one that you were given and you were kind of, you know, those ones that you're like, I can't shake it.
Okay.
I've been trying to get rid of it for years, but I can't seem to.
And that's the sign of a good nickname, when you can't shake it. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the show.
Hey, mate. How are you?
We're good. Okay, Brad, before you tell us the nickname, tell us the story that led to it. What do you got?
All right. So a few years ago, I was over in Bali, and we went to a Mexican restaurant, me and my mate, and we saw a sign which said, buy a taco, get a free tattoo. And they had like this dodgy, sketchy little Bali tattooist sitting in the middle of the restaurant. I had to wait 4 hours, and it was free pour adult juice. So by the end of it, didn't realise, don't remember getting the tattoo, but yeah, got to pick it, and I ended up getting a tattoo on my wrist, and the name stuck ever since.
And what is the name, Brad?
The name is Taco, so it's a dodgy little taco tattoo.
So now
and it's the word taco.
So everyone calls you
the word taco on your wrist.
Yeah.
Brad, did you literally just look down and go, I don't know what else to get. I've been eating tacos. Maybe I should get taco tattooed?
Well, yeah, it was like, who doesn't love tacos? So I thought it was a great idea.
That's true. And now what, everyone, how long has everyone been calling you Taco for?
Oh, ever since I got it. Like, even all my workplaces that I've changed to, everyone just calls me Taco.
Good on you, Brad. Philip, welcome to the show. Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys.
Phil, before you give us the nickname, tell us the story.
So this is a girl that I fancied, which ended up being my girlfriend. So when I first met her, she had a really weird thing that she'd done to her face. And I always referred to her as that feature that she fixed up.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, so when she got this nickname, I called her eyebrows, how I referred to her, because she drew them one so big, like the guy from American Pie. Like that.
So you called her eyebrow.
Yep.
Yep, the brows.
Do you still call her the brows, Phil?
Oh, yeah, me and my friends, or even her friends, it stuck because she drew on those eyebrows so big, but she'll never notice them.
Is she your girlfriend now, Philip?
Oh, yeah, she is now, yeah.
And she's fine with you calling her the brows?
Yeah, yeah. At first, she didn't recognize she had those big brows until it just caught on.
Well, I'm surprised she's still with you, Phil. Good on you. That's the real win. And the laugh at the end. Cheyenne from Pakenham. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. All right, give us the story that led to the nickname.
So I was 13 and I was having a birthday party and my cousin at the time wasn't exactly that bright. He decided he wanted to bake me a cake. Anyways, he's using these little glitter gel pen things that you use from Coles and Lily's and he goes to write my name. It's spelled Shai. Anyways, he must have smudged the cake or something because it ended up saying Shat, Shat. So I'm now 25 and it's been 12 years and Shat has been my nickname.
So
who calls you Shat?
My cousin.
So just your cousin? Has anyone else caught on and calling you Shat?
My other cousins.
So just the cousins. So what, Christmas or something, they're like, oh, what'd you get Shat for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, it's always like a when I was younger, it was always like a CD with Merry Christmas Shat from Bo.
What a Shat present.
I know.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, an Aussie mother has made headlines after she ordered her husband to construct an entire wardrobe only for her sunglasses. Only for her sunglasses and entire wardrobe. She has apparently over 250 pairs of sunnies and said she never knows where to put them or how to organise them. I mean, I can't help her out there. So she needs her own wardrobe to help display them properly. And apparently the bloke built the cupboard and then just used hooks. And there's 250 sunnies in there that she can peruse through each and every day.
I mean, first of all, round of applause to the bloke for
doing
that.
Yeah, good on you. Well, because you have to get creative. You can't just go and buy a sunglass wardrobe.
Yeah, I mean, you see those, you go into a shop and there's like a little sunglass display.
Mm.
But I don't even think there's 250 on those.
No, and 250 pairs of sunnies stresses me out. You know I've recently come into 3 extra pairs of sunnies.
You've recently come into some money and you're flush with sunglasses.
I notoriously lose my sunnies. I normally have one broken pair or none at all because I lose them all the time, right? But currently, I have 3 pairs of sunglasses because I found a Specsavers loophole with my health insurance.
Yep, Nath can get some sunglasses, so you've got 3 pairs and I don't appreciate the way you're treating them.
Yeah. I've already lost 2.
It's Australia. It's Jimmy, by the way, Australia. Nath, I wear glasses. Jimmy's the glasses. Mm. That's the only difference between Nathan and I. Otherwise, we're completely identical.
Yep. impossible to tell us apart.
What?
Really?
When I take my glasses off to rub my eyes, people go,
sometimes when you take your glasses off, I think I'm looking in the mirror.
But since you've come into the acquisition of 3 sunglasses, you're just real lackadaisical with them. You're just like...
Well, I was doing that anyway, but now I'm even more so.
You're more so, but like they keep ended up in my bags.
Yeah, I know, because I've got so many. I'm like,
Jim, can
hold...
Hey, take a look.
That's my weekend pair.
Yeah. Can you hold on to these? It's like, I'm not your handbag.
So I'm flush with sunnies at the moment. I mean, I've got 3 in comparison. I don't really have 250, but I want to ask the question, what do you have too many of? What do you have too many of? It can be absolutely anything. I'm talking it could be another one I've got at home, which I really need to sort out is branded hats that I'll never wear again. You know what I mean? Because I don't buy stuff for myself.
No, you love free things. Yeah. Hence the sunglasses from Medicare.
Medibank.
otherwise,
everyone would go there. So I've got a lot of these branded hats that we get from MC gigs all the time, and I'm never going to wear them again, but I also don't throw them out. Way too many hats.
I know it's not what we're doing, but you are a bit of a hoarder.
Mm. Oh, not a bit, massive hoarder.
Like, I'll get free stuff and I'll give it away. Mm. And you'll be like, I may need that North Melbourne 2015 hat.
And I've got two. I've got 2 of those.
Mate, you've got like 7 North Melbourne hats.
And I always think, maybe I'll wear it to golf one day. Never have. Because then I'll go to put it on and go, one more in this. I've got golf hats.
And then we'll like run into someone who's like a North Melbourne supporter and they'll be like, can I get some gear? And you're like, I don't have any. Sorry.
I haven't got any, mate. It's in the vault. Anything you have that you've got way too many of? I mean, I can think of one particular thing that you have.
Shoes, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these days I'm a lot better than what I was because I used to collect like basketball shoes and everything. These days it's more just, it's casual running sort of exercise shoes.
Yep. Though, you do, at least you wear them. I don't wear my excess hats.
I always wear my shoes. Yeah. I always have different colours, shapes, sizes.
Mm. Sizes is weird.
They're like penises.
You collect those too, do
you? Maybe.
13 1060. Jump on the phones right now. What do you have too many of? It can be anything. It can be absolutely anything. What do you have too many of?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
13 1060. Shrey, what do you have too many of? What do you have too many of? This is after an Aussie lady who has 250 pairs of sunglasses ordered her husband to make a wardrobe just for the sunnies. Very cleverly designed. Just hooks.
Yeah, well done. I mean, he didn't have to do that. Or maybe probably did.
No, mate. He absolutely did. 100%. What do you mean?
Otherwise he'd be single.
You in a relationship.
We'd be doing a very different story.
Wasn't a question.
I think a little like space for the sunglasses would be great. Oh, yeah, who's going to make that? I don't know. Like, maybe you.
You got time to go to Bunnings? Head out there. Yeah. Another one I have a lot of, guys. Lanyards. Lanyards. Way too many lanyards.
I've got two. Anything that we do. So if you don't know Australia, we do MC stuff outside of the radio. We do a lot of sport. We love sport. Big sport guys. Anything sport related, lanyards, the hats, the jerseys, the pants.
Yeah.
You keep all of it.
At least the hats, I'm thinking I might wear that again. What am I thinking with a lanyard? It's like, I don't want to change what my keys are hanging on. Maybe I'll go with the ICC lanyard for my keys.
But it's not even the lanyard. You keep like the generic, like sometimes we go to events, it'll be like a black lanyard. So it's the small, like anyone could buy them. They're just like a piece of rope essentially. But then there's like the bit on the bottom where it's like, you know, day in the lawn, VIP 2018.
Okay, you're laughing now, but what about when I put on my own event and I'm flush with lanyards?
Yeah, but no, but why are you keeping the big plastic bit at the bottom?
Oh, we could just memories. When we emceed that. Jacob from Hobart. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, mate. What do you got too many of?
I've got too many name badges. So I work at Woolies.
Yeah.
I work at Woolies, right?
Yeah.
And like, you have to have a name badge. So like, I take it home and like, I lose it somewhere and like, oh crap, I gotta go get a new one. So I go to work, I order one, and I go home like, oh crap, there it is. So I've just done that about, I don't know, 15 or 20 times now. Big collection of name badges just for Jacob.
Does work know, or you're just like, I can't tell them I got 20 at home?
No, I can't tell them because then I'll have to give them back.
They've got to go to another Jacob. Yeah. Danica from Newcastle. Hi, Danica.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What do you have too many of?
I have 8 clarinets.
Eight clarinets? Why?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah, a bit niche. Well, when I started, I was 8 years old, and then over time, you just, like, a couple of years, get a better one. So I got 2, and then I started tutoring, and then I had to lend some clarinet out to students. And one time I bought one off Facebook Marketplace. It was $50. It was a really, really good brand. And so there was a piece missing from it, but it's just like the storage section in the case.
Okay.
It was a full clarinet, perfect condition, but she said, I don't know how to use it.
Where do you keep your 8 clarinets?
I've got like a little shelf in my wardrobe that now is just stacked with them in a row because they're quite small and they just line up together.
Right.
One time my mum found one. She was in Tasmania and she found a red hot plastic one and she bought it at a flea market for $25. It's fine.
You said you were 8 when you start. Like, do you still play clarinet?
Yeah, I'm 24 now. I'm in a couple of bands.
Okay.
Local bands are newy, so it's just a hobby. But,
in a couple of bands. Doesn't play the clarinet, but I'm just she's on drums
now.
She's on
drums. Great.
Tristan from Craigieburn. Hi, Tristan.
Hey, mate. How you going?
We're good, mate. What do you got too many of?
I've got too many pairs of jocks.
I'm like that. Because I don't try them out.
I signed up to, like, this subscription thingy, and, like, every month or so, I get a package of, like, 3 or 4 pairs of jocks, and 50, 60 bucks come out of my bank account, and I don't know how to cancel it.
What, are they a nice brand, Tristan, or what's going on?
Oh, they're, like, I don't know, they're not, like, a big name brand, but they're comfy, so, like, I'll take them, but it's, like, costing me a small fortune in jocks. It's been, like, 12... 18 months now, and I'm
Tristan, 12 to 18 months, and you pay $60 every month to get 3 jocks.
Yeah, roughly. It's like roughly that much. I can't remember exactly
how many. And you don't know how to cancel it, so you just keep getting underwear at your door.
Yeah, I don't know how to cancel it yet. So I keep, like, I went to go cancel it one time, and it's like a gym membership. They're the hardest contracts to get out of. Like, it's
the undie contract. He's trying to get out of it.
Guys, I don't need any more undies. Oh, no, I think you do, Tristan.
They're at your door. Jerry from Victoria. Hi, Jerry.
Sherry.
Yeah, my mistake. Sorry.
No, that's fine. We've just got a new guy on the phone tonight. Tom. Tom, you're fine.
Yeah. sorry.
Sherry.
Thom, you're fine.
It says Jerry, and then it says in brackets female.
Okay, Sherry. Hello, Sherry. What have you got too many of, Sherry?
Too many reptiles.
Okay. Explain. What do you mean?
Well, I've got probably close to 50 in my house, but I've got a crocodile, about 14 pythons, 3 venomous snakes, and a bunch of lizards.
So did you say you have a crocodile?
Yeah, his name's Carl. He's a little freshie.
Sherry, do you live in Australia Zoo?
Basically, own a zoo, but no, not quite.
Wait, are you doing?
Do you actually own a zoo?
Well, it's my own private collection. They're on license, but I am starting a little private type.
Did you just say they're
unlicensed?
Yeah, so I have a license, which I got, like, possums and all sorts of stuff.
Okay, let's just say because you may have admitted to a crime. Then your name is Jerry.
So you want to open a zoo?
Yeah, once I move house, I'm going to get up a demonstrator's license so I can go to, like, schools and stuff. And,
good on you, Sherry.
Yeah. So where do you live at the moment?
I live in a little unit in Kyabram.
A unit? You've got 50 reptiles and possums?
Yeah, I got reptiles, possums, like 4 different types of possums, other natives.
What
else have you got?
Sorry?
What else have you got?
In the possums, I've got sugar gliders, squirrel gliders, ringtails and brushtails. I've got Mitchell's hopping mice, turtles.
Jeez.
There's always something I forget. Tarantulas is like 40. Tarantulas? At the moment. Yep.
Sorry, how big's the crocodile?
About 3.5 foot. He's only little at the moment.
But what happens when he gets bigger? You live in an apartment.
Well, I'm moving out to the country soon, so I'm
it's also, I mean, when, when he gets bigger, also a good way to get rid of the animals, I guess, if he's up enough.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, I want to ask now on 131060, are you on OnlyFans and does your work? No. That could be yes, could be no. Could be unsure.
I thought you said it could be us. I'm like, not that I know of, unless you're putting up photos of me, which I don't know.
This is because the Nursing and Midwifery Council of New South Wales has warned medical workers against posting on the adults-only content platform OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those that don't know, OnlyFans, I mean, this is, I'll read their description.
Sure.
It's an online subscription platform in which members pay for content from a range of people, including chefs, photographers, and celebrities.
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, that's fine.
But it's best known for nudes.
Yeah, nudes and sexual things.
And sexual stuff. So apparently they're not super happy that staff are posting in their work clothes.
The nurses.
Yeah, and also at work.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Pay them more.
I get it. I mean, I get the thing of, you know, that they should be able to do whatever. It's your body, all that sort of stuff. But I also understand the point of, like, you know,
yeah,
maybe put the IV drip in before you drop the pants. It's the new motto of drip before drop.
Wait until the patient is awake.
Look, as a patient, I mean, I'm sure, Nathan, you wouldn't have had a problem if you woke up from your wisdom teeth surgery and went, oh, a bit of boob.
Well, yeah, I mean, as in if I woke up with them?
No.
Oh, no, I've gone in with I've lost my wisdoms and I've got two double dots.
Oh, they've done the wrong thing.
Jeez, these are lovely.
Ah, well, I'll keep them. Nice. So Australia 131060, you can remain anonymous if you'd like.
Yeah.
I'd just love to know and chat to some OnlyFans people and know, or maybe it's your only job. Maybe
yep.
That's it. But again, or maybe your work does or doesn't know.
Okay, Ariana from Mayfield. Hi, Ariana.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
We're good. So, okay, first things first. Ariana, are you on OnlyFans?
I sure am.
Okay, good on you. Second of all, does your work know about it?
Hell no.
Hell okay, Ariana, can we ask, what do you do for work?
I work for Australia Post.
Australia
well,
Post?
You just went out there and said it, didn't you? Okay.
I deliver on all platforms, mate.
Oh, very good.
So, Ariana, can I ask, what do you do on OnlyFans? What do you provide? What can we get for subscribing?
Go on the nude side of it.
Good. Nudes, that's yeah. Fine,
videos
mate.
Or photos?
Oh, geez,
or
you're very interested.
Photos.
So again, okay. Well, the reason I ask is, so do you make sure that in the photos that there's no Australia Post gear in the photos?
Oh yeah, I am willing to lose my job.
Okay. Are you worried? What if can you see your face in the photos?
No.
Yeah.
Are you worried that someone from work might subscribe and be like, "Hang on, I know that person."
Well, look, my boss is too old to figure it out. So
fair enough. I mean, it probably negates my next. So, are you like a postie? Do you deliver stuff?
Yeah, I deliver parcels, just to the community.
Do you ever slip in a photo and just see what happens? One of the deliveries?
No, that's a good idea.
Increased business.
All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. Let's get more of these. I love this. Are you on OnlyFans? And we want to know what work thinks about it. Do they know? Do they not know? What is it? 131060.
You can, yeah, look, you can remain anonymous if you want.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nathan, just asked 131060, and we're still willing to take calls, Australia. Are you on OnlyFans, and does your work know?
Mm.
Are they aware of it? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. Maybe they're all about it.
Maybe they're all, yeah, subscribed. You know what I mean? Oh, Steve from accounting, let me tell you. If you see what he's got.
Yeah. I'm just interested to know the people out there. Because I'm subscribing to a lot, Nathan. There's a lot of people out there. So they can't all just be doing OnlyFans. Like, what's your other job? What's going on?
Dalton from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Dalton.
Hey, boys. How's it going tonight?
We're good, brother. Are you on OnlyFans?
Sure am.
Right.
So I've been doing OnlyFans for about close to a year now. Okay. Getting on to a year, yeah.
How much money do you think you've made, Dalton, in a year?
A bit over $2,000. So because it's in US dollars, it does help out a bit too. So yeah, it adds up a little bit once you do have a few and keeps going.
Dalton,
so hopefully I get a fair few more.
What kind of gear are you doing on there?
XXX for mainly the boys, but also the girls at the same time. So
okay.
A bit of loving for everyone.
Just okay. Sharon's caring.
Yeah, I could see. Sorry, we've got Tom outside producing for us. He's just sitting there nodding and smiling. You happy with that one,
Tom? Producer Tom will be asking for your OnlyFans account. He just wants to subscribe, you know. Support local talent. Support local talent.
That's it, Tommy. He'll be up if you like upwards.
That's it, Tommy. There you go. Making him money.
Dalton, do you have a job outside of OnlyFans?
I do. I'm a telemarketer by day, and then I do OnlyFans by night. Mm-hmm. I also do work from home at the same time, so I actually take videos and pictures while I'm working, which makes it a bit better.
Whilst you're on the phone?
Whilst I'm on the phone, but I keep the phone like call out of it, so that's for privacy.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, you're doing telemarketing calls while you're playing with your old fella?
Exactly.
And, does anyone at your work know about this, Dalton?
So, not at the moment, I don't think, but I did slip up once or twice. So, it's hard keeping your social media with your OnlyFans and that separate to your normal social media.
Sure.
Yep.
And I did slip up on WhatsApp and send the boss directly a message, and I deleted it within 5 or 10 seconds. So I don't think he's seen it.
What did the message say?
It was actually a photo with my link in that. So while I was trying to promote through WhatsApp, and yeah, so luckily I deleted it quick enough.
So you sent your boss a link to your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Are you certain? But, are you certain your boss didn't see it?
Yeah, 100% sure. Pretty much, 99%.
Pretty much.
But I did fail with the family side, so accidentally posted it to my normal Facebook social media, and within 30 seconds they screenshotted it. So,
What was the feedback from the family, Dalton?
They loved it. They couldn't get enough of it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Wow, what a cracker. There you go.
Great podcast. Actually, no, it's probably the one before is good. Plane Announcements, a good podcast. Start to finish.
Weekend Stuff.
That's
really good.
That's good. No, Boomgate Bastards. I'm looking at the titles now. I've got the podcast in front of me.
Not as good. I'm trying to cast my memory back. I haven't got a great memory.
No.
Every day's fun with you, talking to the microphone. That I can reassure. Well, I'm still talking.
Plane Announcements.
Now you go.
Boomgate's not great. RBF, good. Good, RBF. These are just the names of the podcast, by the way.
My favourite is if you've gotten to this point, you've already listened to those ones, probably.
Well, no, because I'm trying to put up the links every day. So yeah, maybe you listen to this one and maybe you're a new listener. Because I'm also putting TikToks up, I'm putting the title up. What did you swallow? Good podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's your nickname? Good podcast. Dad Joke Sundays and other stuff. The numbers would indicate not a great podcast.
Oh, you're going based off numbers? So this is stats. This isn't subjective. I thought you were going, well done remembering all that stuff. No, you're going purely off stats.
Yeah, no, you're like, I'm trying to remember. No, I'm just giving you the figures.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
read the numbers out. I'm just saying, the longest radio kiss. Not great.
Not good. So, this is interesting.
Chip Fessional Irish Edition.
Mm.
Really good.
Really good.
Big numbers.
Huge numbers.
Huge numbers.
Okay. But that's mainstream, Jimmy, you know.
Have you noticed the increase in penis sizes?
Yep. How'd that one go?
No, I'm asking you. I did promise at the start of the podcast we'd let you know tomorrow, 2 big interviews for us. They'll be played on the radio show throughout the week. But we're going to be having, I was going to say Selena Gomez, but we've got
Selena Gomez. And now everything you say after that is going to be a letdown. I hope you're happy.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen is not on Selena Gomez level. Selena
Gomez is on her own
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. So that's what I said. It doesn't matter who you say, it will not be the reach of Selena Gomez.
Yeah, but I'd say that it's uncomparable.
Tomorrow,
I said something like Britney Spears, there's comparisons there. But Selena Gomez, untouchable.
Yeah, and we don't have her on the show.
Yeah, but that's fine. Because we have Carly Rae Jepsen.
Who's amazing.
And Sam Fell.
I mean, both not Selena Gomez level.
No, but that's not their fault.
You started this.
I didn't start it.
You did. You clearly said Selena Gomez shits on everybody else.
No, I didn't. I said I was about to say Selena Gomez. And you went, well, everything else you say now is
I don't think I said that.
You did. You said.
Yeah, well, you said Carly Rae. You said.
Audio bones. Jimmy, you're going to need some beeping out of this as well.
Get rid of all of it. One long beep and you can find out who the guests are.
No, we've got Carly Rae, which I'm really excited because we've met her in real life.
Yep, she's lovely. She's
with
very
Nanny
sweet.
Lynn and Sam Fell have not met.
No, haven't met Sam
Don't
Fell.
Know much about
no
Sam
idea
Fell.
What he's like.
No.
Hope he's a good bloke.
We're going to be playing a putting competition with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And his people have approved this.
Strip putting.
I don't know if they approved the strip bit.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll just do it. See what happens. If you hear strip putting tomorrow, you'll know they approved it. If not, you'll know they didn't approve it. Or they did and it just went horribly.
It may not be tomorrow, maybe the day after. I think Carly Rae is going to be on Wednesday and we'll play Sandfeld Thursday.
Yeah, Selena Gomez Friday.
We should start hooking that every podcast and be like, and stick around because we might have Selena Gomez.
We might have her on after this. You keep listening. I know it probably says on your little podcast marker, there's not much left.
We may have her.
How quickly did they have her?
Right.
Now. I mean, clearly we didn't have her.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.